Joe, first of all, tell me your position with the Grains Council and where you're located.
I'm the regional director for the Grains Council for the Middle East and the subcontinent, India. We run the business here for the countries in an arc from Turkey around to India and Bangladesh.
Well, this corn mission team has been to Morocco and Egypt, and now we're in Jordan. What would be the most different thing we would find coming here from those countries, do you think? What would be the noticeable differences we might see as we haven't had much of a chance to yet?
I think this is one of the bright spots in the Middle East. It's a very friendly country, especially to the U.S. It's one of our allies in the Middle East and a window on the Middle East. And it's certainly a country worth visiting.
So when it comes to importing U.S. feed grains, how would you describe the current market and situation for here in this region? How would you characterize it? Is it positive, or have we got challenges, or...
Well, regionally, we do have certain challenges. For instance, at both ends of the region, Turkey and India, there are biotech GM biotech issues that come up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very competitive market. Pricing is critical. There's a lot of competition this year, especially from the Black Sea and other regions, so that's very important.
So give us a little short preview, overview of what our activities will be for the next couple days.
This afternoon we'll be meeting the USDA FAS rep here in Amman, Mohammed Qureshi, and he can give you a very good overview of policy. We'll also be meeting with a trader who imports grain and sells regionally as well, not just in Jordan but to other countries. He also is involved in the poultry business. Tomorrow, we'll be visiting the largest dairy and poultry integrator in Jordan. We'll be visiting his dairy farm about an hour and a half northeast of here. And following that, we'll be visiting his feed mill. In the evening, we'll be meeting with a trading company, Al Rafidan, that imports feed grains into Iraq and is building a feed mill in the north of the country as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, can you just make a comment on the importance of having this group of corn growers come here to meet with these people? I mean, how does that help you as the regional director, for example?
I think any kind of exposure you can give to the American farmers to see what's going on out here is extremely helpful. We're only seeing Jordan, but it's a large market, and every country is different. Every market is different. And I think it's good to them for them to see how the markets operate out here and what the challenges really are, and to get their feet on the ground out here.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. We're really looking forward to our time here in Jordan, and appreciate all your help, even so far, just getting us here to the hotel. We're glad to be here and to have a resting point for a while.
I'm sure you'll enjoy Amman and Jordan very much. You'll enjoy meeting the people here as well.
Thank you.